Provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've caught our show, whether it be on the podcast, traditional radio dial, or Sirius XM, welcome. We're so lucky to have you here. For well over two decades, we've been doing the same thing, and that's always educating our audience and our listeners on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and watch our videos.
Yeah, you know, we want to thank our audience out there. We just hit 3,000 subscribers on YouTube because of the great content you put out, Dr. Mark. So highly encourage people to go to YouTube and put in Mark Stangler. I mean, that'll keep them busy for a couple of weeks, don't you think, Dr. Mark?
Good.
My name's Kelly Capasola, and as always, I'm being joined by America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Stangler, how's it going?
Doing well.
So many people, Dr. Mark, they take B vitamins. They understand that they need B vitamins for energy and different things like that, but they may not be taking the proper forms or full B complexes. So you and I are going to spend a little bit of time today talk about some misconceptions and why most people are not getting the benefit of B vitamins. But before we go to that, Dr. Mark, you wrote a fantastic article on our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com, again, under the health breakthroughs, COVID-19 and long haulers. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, we now know that, you know, probably about 10% in general, it's estimated, people have had COVID, whether it be mild, moderate, severe, are having lasting symptoms, you know, from the inflammatory response that occurs with the COVID. And so there's all these people, millions of people now that have lasting effects, even though they, quote, recovered from the acute infection. So it can range from things like cognitive problems, such as brain fog, mood issues, can have cause flare-ups of autoimmune disease, various neurological symptoms. I mean, basically any organ system of the body can be affected, and it really depends on what a person's susceptibilities are.
I mean, you have a lot of people out there who are having these issues, like you mentioned, the brain fog, the cognition, but there's also some other ones other than the autoimmune, right? I mean, maybe some residual fever that are coming on, the shortness of breath, but especially joint pain. I've heard a lot of people saying, I never really had joint pain previously, but now they ache. Are you seeing that at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine?
Yeah, especially in people who had issues, you know, before with their joints. It tends to flare up the areas of susceptibility. But you're right. I mean, it can affect all the major systems of the body. You know, heart, people are getting heart palpitations. Lungs, people can still have inflammation in lungs, shortness of breath, for example. Skin issues. So, you know, if you look at the studies, I mean, the studies are reporting symptoms like the loss of smell or taste continues on. People know about that one. Headaches, dizziness on standing, shortness of breath, coughing. You talked about the joint pain. Absolutely. People are getting muscle pain as well. Like you said, intermittent fever. Symptoms get worse after physical or mental activities. So these are just a list of some of the symptoms. I mean, there's many, many of them. And so it's almost becoming a specialty in medicine, helping people with this post-COVID syndrome, also known as long hauler syndrome. And so it's a real thing.
Yeah, I did see an article yesterday on CNN, and they were referencing long haulers as almost like a secondary infection. So I'm sure we will hear more about that. But what are you seeing? Like when you have a patient come in and they're like, goodness, Dr. Mark, this is what's going on with me. Should I change my diet? How can I make these modifications? Because we don't know how long these residual types of hangovers, if you will, are going to stick around. So what are you telling your patients to do to maybe even tame the inflammatory issues that are happening?
Yeah, and you know, when we're talking to patients with their health conditions, I mean, sometimes I have to just bring it up. I mean, some people don't realize some of their health problems started with COVID or after COVID. So they don't even realize, you know, they have this post-COVID syndrome. So first identifying that issue, running labs, make sure it's not something more serious going on. But yeah, virtually with all these patients, we want to help their cells produce energy more effectively. We want to help to balance their immune system out. That really is the key to the whole thing, balancing out the immune system. And you balance out the immune system, you get less cardiovascular effects. The organs, you know, start to function more normally. All these types of things. So for a lot of our patients, we'll put them on our multivitamin, our Supreme Multi, to get the nutrients in at higher levels for their cells. We'll put on anti-inflammatory compounds like our turmeric and MSM Wellness, which works really well in reducing inflammation. We find a lot of these people, their stress hormones are greatly imbalanced. They're not recovering, like their cortisol, their DHEA. So we'll use our Adrenal Wellness and Adrenal product. I think everyone, you know, with this condition should be on a good vitamin D supplement for immune regulation. You can't go wrong getting on omega-3 fatty acids to reduce inflammation as well. So these are some of the, you know, generalized nutrients we use, as well as an anti-inflammatory modified Mediterranean diet. Yeah, and this, just doing these things can help people quite a bit, actually.
Really appreciate the time you put into this, you know, being able to help these people out there dealing with long haulers. And if people would like to go out and read this article, they can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com and click on Health Breakthroughs under the COVID-19 and long haulers. We'll be right back after the break to discuss more on your health.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us today on Forever Young with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler, and myself, Kelly Capasola. Again, if you get lost along the way at any point of the show, feel free to visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. You know, Dr. Mark, it's interesting. B vitamins are some of the highest selling supplements in our world, the natural industry, and people love supplements that support energy and help with stress, especially in this time we've been dealing with for the last year and a half, and B vitamins seem to be a perfect fit. But there's also a wide variety that B vitamins perform daily tasks within the body versus just energy and stress. Would you mind kind of setting the stage for our listeners and talking about some of the functions B vitamins or the roles they play within our body?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. A lot of people are familiar with the fact that B vitamins are very important for energy production. And I think that's why, you know, good B complexes are used so much by Americans. When you take a good B complex, you get a very high percentage of patients who notice that their energy levels definitely are better. You know, they feel less stressed. So I think it's one of those things where it's the results are so noticeable with good formulas that, you know, it's something people can feel pretty quickly, whereas other supplements might be more for balancing, more for prevention. The effects may not be so obvious, but, you know, the energy production. So these B vitamins, several of them, work right within, you know, right within the mitochondria, the part of our cells that produce energy. And there's these elaborate pathways, which I won't get into, but basically they require cofactors like several of the B vitamins to produce ATP or energy, the energy currency. And so if you're low on B vitamins, which a lot of people are, either low or they have suboptimal levels, which are going to affect their energy levels. There's reasons for this. Consuming alcohol, consuming a lot of coffee, you will excrete out the B vitamins like B12 and folate, for example, into the urine. Certain medications, especially diuretic medications used for high blood pressure or edema, Antidepressants quite often might deplete you of B vitamins if you're exposed to a lot of toxins. But other than that, a lot of people are low on B vitamins just from the effects of stress. You know, you use a lot of B vitamins when you're under stress. And B vitamins like pantothenic acid or B5, B12, folate, these nutrients your adrenal glands use to make stress hormones as well. And so you can see how people can get depleted of B vitamins quite quickly. Other than that, Kelly, we got the whole... Other than that, we've got the whole neurological system. I mean, B vitamins play a major role in the health of our nerves. Again, like B12, folate, B6, B1, very important for nerve health. The myelin sheath that covers our nerves, and so for proper nerve transmission, very important. B vitamins are involved in the detoxification pathways. So if you're low on B vitamins, you're going to have troubles with just normal detoxification. But really, you know, the B vitamins, a lot of the organ systems of the body require B vitamins. And so you can see how it can affect so many things.
Yeah, I was shocked. And it's interesting, when I started in this health world, you know, 25 years ago, and I was being educated on certain vitamins and what they did, it was always coined B vitamin, the happy vitamin, especially with all the research, how much it helps with cognition, energy production, all the things that you just explained, Dr. Mark. But let's talk a little bit. When we were researching for the show today, I came across a couple of different things that I was hoping you and I could put out there for our listeners, but just B vitamins when it comes to women. I saw a lot of important needs for that, especially during pregnancy.
Well, definitely. The B vitamins, especially folate and B12, they're involved in normal cell division. So obviously very important for pregnancy. Now, to keep those nutrients really to greatly reduce the risk of birth defects, you need to have those nutrients in the system. A woman has to have them in her system before conception occurs to really reduce the risk of birth defects. Now, obviously, they're also important, you know, during development, during pregnancy as well. Within that category, it's also, in my opinion, very important to get the more active forms of the B12 and folate, like the methyl B12, like the methyl folate, the more active forms that the cells inside the cells can use. And we can talk about this later, the metabolism that goes on with B vitamins. So yeah, very important for pregnancy, prenatal care, pregnancy care, absolutely. Then also for women, B vitamins are very important for balancing estrogen levels. So if you're low in nutrients, for example, like folate and B6, you need those to process estrogen. And so we've talked in previous shows how a lot of women have estrogen dominance, excessive estrogen relative to their progesterone. And it could be because they're low in nutrients like some of the B vitamins. So you need them to process hormones. And so you can help alleviate conditions like PMS, for example, fibrocystic breast tissue as well. And so, again, hormone balance is very important. Cognitive function in women. A lot of women are low on B vitamins. One of the reasons is a lot of women are on birth control pills. And these have been very well studied to deplete the body of several B vitamins, like the B12, like the folate, like the B6, and other ones. And so a lot of women out there are either deficient or have suboptimal levels of these B vitamins. And that's going to affect their cognitive function. It's going to make them more susceptible to things like depression and anxiety. And so these are things that the women should be aware of.
But what about for the guys, Dr. Mark? Is there any real important roles that B vitamins play other than the long list of great information that you gave us in the intro?
Yeah, for the man, you do need B vitamins for a normal sperm production and activity. So that's important for fertility reasons. A lot of the men, due to excessive alcohol consumption, due to high stress, poor diet, they do suffer from depression. From having the low B vitamins. So wow. If you're irritable, depressed, it may be because you're low in B vitamins.
I think I should just start handing out B vitamins to my entire community every time I'm out on a walk. It might be helpful. But then, Dr. Mark, I hear, you know, I listen to you as you educate us, and I've heard you say B5, B12, B1, B6, folate. Generally, when referencing a B complex, does it contain all of those forms? How many forms would somebody want to look for if they're looking for a full B complex?
Yeah, I mean, for what are considered to be B vitamins, there's about 8 of them. Now, there's some other ones which aren't, you know, classically or, you know, technically B vitamins, which you'll find in B complex as well. But there's about 8 main ones you'll find in a B complex. And I should mention, Kelly, of course, a lot of people are low in the B vitamins because of not eating green leafy vegetables on a regular basis, not eating whole grains, maybe due to just eating out a lot. They're buying, you know, a lot of refined grain products like breads and pastas. Maybe they have gluten sensitivity, and so they're not getting a lot of the B vitamins. But a good B complex has about eight of the main forms for sure, like vitamin B1. B1's very important for energy production. It's important for heart function. So maybe you got a little bit of, you know, congestive heart failure. That's a very important nutrient. Neurological activity, if you're prone to neuropathy or abnormal nerve sensations, especially people with diabetes, oftentimes we'll find that vitamin B1 is helpful. And then we move on to vitamin B2, actually even more critical for energy production. It helps your body burn fatty acids and amino acids properly for energy and making those things as well. The B3, we need it to make hormones in our body, red blood cell formation, important for mood and cognitive function. We have the B5, again, I always think of the B5 for energy production, helps you, again, to metabolize carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. To produce energy, you need it to make your stress hormones, as I mentioned before. We've got the B6, very important for the brain and neurological system, also very important for making neurotransmitters, making your serotonin and other neurotransmitters. Folate, mentioned that a little bit, but that's very important for proper cell division, normal health of the baby during pregnancy, cardiovascular health, nail and skin health. And then the B12, a lot of people know that's important for energy production, but again, also involved in normal cell division. Biotin, very important for skin health, hair health, nail health. So those are some of the classic ones, Kelly.
Again, there's even foods. I mean, people can go to foods, right, and find certain B vitamins, but we kind of know what's in our food supply at times, and you would have to eat a lot of these foods, right, to get adequate levels. But Dr. Mark, would you mind just giving us a couple of the foods people can reach for if they're looking to find some B vitamins?
Yeah, well, the dark green vegetables like spinach, kale, broccoli, asparagus, I mean, those are good sources. Some of the beans are very good for different B vitamins. Also, I should mention, Kelly, that our gut bacteria make certain nutrients, like vitamin B12, for example. So having good flora is very important as well to maintaining like some of the B vitamins, like B12, for example. Other ones you'll get in foods like mushrooms, for example. Brown rice, you know, can be a good source of some of the B vitamins as well. So whole grains are a good source, but again, most people in America are not eating whole grains where you still have the naturally occurring B vitamins in them. They've been so refined.
If listeners want to go learn more, especially about that show you reference on estrogen dominance, it's episode 254. You can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on our podcast platform, and you'll see that episode along with many others. So make sure that you stick around, you sign up for our free newsletter, because in that newsletter, we're also sharing articles, YouTube videos, podcasts, all kinds of great stuff, and even discounts and giveaways just for being a follower of our program. Stick with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about why some people, even though they could be taking a B vitamin, they may not be getting the benefit depending on what form it's in. Stick with us. When we come back, we're going to address that.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs' doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to take a look at the root causes of our fatigue, and it turns out two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and lack of nutrition. That's why we're so happy to partner with our good friends at Organifi. They create delicious superfood blends that address both of these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. You can learn more at Organifi.com/Stangler. That's Organifi.com/Stangler. And if you put in the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, DRMARK, you can get 20% off the entire site. So make sure you go and check that out. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, founder of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, located in Encinitas, California. If you'd like to learn more about maybe having telemedicine or becoming a patient, you can reach out at 855-DOC-MARK or go to americasnaturaldoctor.com and click on the homepage and you'll see a telemedicine button. Dr. Mark, before the break, we were talking about B vitamins, the importance for men and women, the importance for overall health. And then we go back to our intro today. We reference certain people may not be getting the benefits of B vitamins depending on the form they are supplementing with. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Dr. Mark?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the technology is such that, in my opinion, the better B complexes, and there's a small percent of formulas out there that have them, and that is having what's called the coenzymated forms. And that means basically you have forms which your cells can utilize. Like a lot of things in our body, when we ingest them through foods or supplements, they have to go through transport processes. They have to be metabolized into more active compounds that are used inside your cells. And so the classic example would be folate or folic acid. Folic acid, which is in a lot of B complex out there, especially a lot of the drugstore varieties, the cheaper brands, it has to be converted through several steps to be usable inside your cells into a usable form. And a lot of people genetically have problems with that. And so there can be issues if you're trying to rely on folic acid as a form, which, by the way, is synthetic. You don't find it in foods. The term folate is natural, so you do find different folates in foods. And so that's one example. But you could take the other B vitamins, like B12, for example. The methylfolate is the more biologically active B12. The activity lasts longer in the body. It's often utilized better by many people genetically. And so you can go through the B vitamins, and the coenzymated forms are the ones that I have focused on with patients because, you know, a lot of people don't have genetic testing. You don't know exactly how their body processes these things. So let's, you know, give them forms that are in the more active form so they can utilize them better. And that's what we see with people. When you do that, generally they're going to get much better effects with energy and a lot of the conditions we talked about.
Right. And then we go to MTHFR. What is that, Dr. Mark? Because that is a really big issue for people out there.
MTHFR stands for a term, it's quite a tongue twister, methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is an enzyme. So basically we have these genes, MTHFR genes, which tell our body to make these enzymes, these MTHFR enzymes, which are very, very critical for many processes in the body. So for example, the MTHFR enzymes are involved in making neurotransmitters, you know, for mood, for example, proper mood. They're involved in helping in producing energy. They're involved in making hormones. They're involved in detoxification. They're involved in normal cell division. They're involved in proper gene activity. So all the very important processes occurring in our cells every second of the day, they need what's called methylation. That's basically donating like a carbon and some hydrogens into the biochemical processes. And so these enzymes use methylation and methylated B vitamins to accomplish all these very important processes. And so you can test someone genetically to see if they have what are called variations or mutations on some of these genes. And so, for example, let's say one of the common ones, they call it C677T. That doesn't mean much to people, but let's just say it's a location within our genes. And let's say you have one variant or maybe one mutated copy from a parent. Well, then the enzymes, the MTHFR enzymes, are going to function about 35% slower in your cells. So that could be an issue in terms of detoxification and energy production and things like that. Now, if you have two variations or two mutations, that activity can be reduced by 70%. So let's say you're a person, you have a problem with fatigue, maybe problems with cognitive function, maybe you've had problems with neurological issues, and you know, you've been taking like a regular multivitamin or a regular B complex with folic acid, but then you got this gene issue where your body has a lot of trouble converting that folic acid into its active form with inside the cell, which has to go through several different steps. And you're just wondering, why am I not getting good effects, you know, from these B vitamins, especially the folate? Well, certainly it's probably you got an issue genetically. So it's something that can be tested for. A lot of people aren't going to do that, so they may want to try like a methylated form, like our Super B complex, and just see what they noticed over a month or two. They'd want to get foods like the green leafy vegetables I mentioned before, which have naturally occurring folate in them. And yeah, that for a lot of people can make a big difference.
I have the C677 variant. Again, you either get it from your mother or your father, or you can get it from both, Dr. Mark. I've known people who got it from both of their parents, and they have the other variant, which sets them up for some issues. I come from a family of autoimmune conditions. I have thyroid issues. I've had adrenal issues. And again, finding a coenzymated form has really made a difference in my energy, because when you're looking at this and you're taking a part of the population, I think 46%, Dr. Mark, I've read that you put out there that to some degree can be affected by MTHFR. Is it fair to say that people who fall into that group may be more prone to have a variety of different symptoms, maybe depression, migraines, anxiety, or even in you know, some insomnia from that lack of energy?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, last year I had a paper published in the Journal of Alternative Therapies. It's called The Role in MTHFR Polymorphisms, means, you know, genetic variations, in the treatment of depression. And so what several studies have shown is if you have this MTHFR issue, especially that one location, the C677T, basically one of the things that happens in your body is this a toxic amino acid builds up called homocysteine. And when that amino acid builds up, it basically causes problems in being able to form the neurotransmitters such as dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, serotonin. Obviously that's critical for mood. And as a result of that, you're going to be more prone to things like depression. So they have done a lot of studies showing the link between these genetic variations with MTHFR, folate metabolism, and depression. And that's, you know, what I wrote about in this published study, demonstrating that. As well, when you have elevated homocysteine, and let's face it, most people still are not having their homocysteine levels screened by their doctors, and it is a marker I screen with my patients, you know, yearly, because it's also a risk factor for causing other damaging problems, such as increased risk of stroke, also increased risk of rheumatoid arthritis, also increased risk of Alzheimer's disease, of all things. So this is something where if your level's elevated, you probably have a problem with that MTHFR gene, which you could get tested, or, you know, you could take these coenzymated activated forms like the methylfolate, like the methyl B12, which then helps your liver to break down that homocysteine. So this toxic amino acid is not circulating in your bloodstream, causing an inflammatory response in your brain, your neurological system, and in your cardiovascular system, like your arteries and so forth. And so such a simple thing to identify and treat, such a cost-effective thing to do, yet most people listening right now have no idea what their homocysteine level is, or if they have a, you know, if they're in that 50% of the population with a MTHFR mutation or variation.
Yeah, it's very interesting. When you speak to people about it, they'll say, what? What are you talking about? I've never heard about that before. But I just want to be clear, Dr. Mark. So does that also mean that with that half of the population that won't be able to properly utilize most B complexes that you're finding on the shelf of your local drugstore, could that explain maybe why somebody may go grab one of those B complexes, not feel the energy other people are feeling, and maybe feel a little off?
Yeah, absolutely. As well, some people get aggravated when you're using the folic acid, you know, the synthetic form. For some people, it aggravates their mood, for example. And so, look, and I don't want to worry people, but there's conflicting research out there where people have this genetic issue and then they're getting a lot of folic acid in through diet and or supplements. It may actually be a cancer risk factor. I mean, it's not clear, but there's some studies suggesting that. So I think as time goes on, there might be other reasons people want to get that folic acid out of the diet. So that's important. And I should say also, Kelly, In terms of proper methylation, what these enzymes are supposed to be doing, obviously the methylfolate is important, but there's other accessory or synergistic nutrients in a B complex that help the folate to help the work in the biochemical pathway, such as the B12, like the methylcobalamin, as well as B6, as well as vitamin B2, as well as choline. So, you know, we don't want just people pounding down folate or methylfolate. It's better they just get the amounts in a good B complex, like the super B complex, with these other nutrients that needs to work properly, then go out and get mega doses of, say, folate, which, you know, unless your doctor is prescribing that for a specific reason, people should not be taking mega doses of even the natural methylfolate.
When we come back, we'll address more. We're going to talk about the Super B complex that you formulated and you use at your clinic and have for many, many years with your patients, especially since you're running blood work and can see the difference. But I like that you said some of these work in unison. They're like a symphony and they need each other to complete their jobs. Stick with us. You can visit us at americasnaturaldoctor.com. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about Super B complex.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, talking about B vitamins. We've also talked about MTHFR, which some people are dealing with, that gene variant. Some people know that they have it. 46% of the population, it's estimated, are dealing with it. But I would say a large percentage of that, Dr. Mark, people don't know that they're dealing with it. Have you seen that often?
Oh, yeah. Most people don't know. Now, I've tested many patients over the years, and, you know, yeah, as you'd expect, I mean, about half of people have some issue with it. And now, some people, like you said, have what we call a homozygous mutation, and they got, you know, a variant or a mutated copy from both parents. And so these people especially have to really focus in on avoiding folic acid from their supplements and their diet as best they can, because it's, you know, often added to things like cereals and grains, the folic acid. And then they got to make sure they're getting, you know, the methylated forms, you know, through supplementation. They do need that extra support so their enzyme systems can work. Now, remember, methylation is one of the most fundamental biochemical processes that occur in all of our 60, 100 trillion cells every second. These enzyme systems are being utilized for all the basic body processes, including energy production. So it's just critical that people who have the genetic susceptibility are getting the support they need so those enzymes can be working properly. If your enzymes aren't working properly, I mean, you're going to have problems. I mean, that's what basically runs our biochemical pathways.
But let's talk about what was the need. You formulated a product. It's called Super B Complex. Let's talk about what you put in that.
Yeah, at our clinic, Kelly, we do a lot of nutrient testing. Most doctors don't test nutrients. Some of them might test B12 occasionally, but, you know, we like to do more extensive testings. And what I saw with patients was, well, we did find a fair amount of people where, you know, very low or deficient in B12. What I found with the other B vitamins was most people are suboptimal. So let's say you have an average blood level. We find the average person, they're not necessarily deficient, at least by conventional standards. You know, these ranges are kind of debatable, but they're definitely on the low end of normal. And who wants to be suboptimal when you use these B vitamins? Again, for proper mood regulation, for energy production, for detoxification, skin, nail, hair health. So what we find is a lot of people are suboptimal or on the very low end of the range. And we want to get them up at least to the mid-range, or if not three-quarter range. And so just the multivitamins they were taking, the B complexes they were taking, they weren't accomplishing that. And then in addition, you talk to people and they say, well, I got B vitamins, you know, in this B complex I'm taking, my multivitamin. And you ask them, well, how long you been using that for? And often you'd hear back months to years. And you'd ask them, well, did you ever notice any like energy improvement or mood improvement? And they're like, well, no, not really. And so then you look at the formulas and they just have these cheap form of B vitamins in there and synthetic, you know, chemicals like folic acid, which again is man-made synthetic. You don't find it in foods or nature. You know, it's not something that was, you know, created by God. And so our cells aren't set up, designed to utilize it properly. So then you get them on something like the Super B Complex, and it's not something where you're waiting like weeks or months. I mean, people often will feel a difference in just days, you know, because their enzyme systems start to work properly. They can produce energy again. And so you're getting these active forms at therapeutic dosages. And again, it's one of those things where people can just, you know, definitely notice a difference.
That's good, because we want people to feel energy. When they start feeling more energy, they start feeling themselves. They can be productive. They can be, you know, better to their families, their communities, their job. I mean, when you're not focused and you feel like you have brain fog, I'm speaking from my own experience, it makes everything harder. It makes everything more of a challenge. When putting this formulation together, your Super B Complex that you sell there at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, you put in the coenzymated, I believe you even source it from a very high quality Italian company. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Dr. Mark, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I mean, there's different forms of the methylfolate that you can get. And you'll see that in our label. But yeah, we have a form that's very stable. Some of the forms out there are not very stable when put in a supplement form. The form that we use is. And so, you know, that's obviously important because you don't want to have a product that's, you know, been oxidized or deteriorating over time. So it's one of the stars in that form. It's at an amount that people can tolerate too. There are some, you know, doctors out there who mega dose people on folate, and that can be a problem. If you're prone to anxiety and you mega dose someone on folate, that can aggravate them. So we don't want to do that. We want just enough for their enzyme systems to work properly, not overload them, and then get that in the balance with the other B vitamins, you know, that work, like you said, as an orchestra together.
That's great. And, you know, I think about some of the B vitamins I took earlier, 20 years ago, and if they weren't set up properly, you would get that tingling of the head. And it scared people to want to continue to take B vitamins. I'll tell you, that is not something that I've ever experienced with your Super B Complex. It's something that I incorporate in every day, and I feel the difference if I go off of it for a couple of days. I'm sure most people would. But I want to be very clear on this. I think people are hearing this and they're worried, well, gosh, I don't even think I have MTHFR. I've never heard of it. Should I still take a coenzymated form of B vitamins? What would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the optimal form to take. I mean, you got about 50% chance you have some degree of a problem with that gene. Something like the Super B Complex, the levels are such you get a therapeutic effect, but you're not going to get overloaded from it. And you raised one other good point, Kelly. What I did in this B Complex as a strategy, seeing patients for so many years, and that's this. There are some people who take a B complex, they get flushing of the face, they may get headaches, they may get nausea. And that's typically coming from the B vitamin B3 niacin. So what I did in my formula is I greatly reduced the amount of niacin, but then I made up for the difference with its metabolite called niacinamide, which does not cause the flushing, the nausea and all that. So that's why people can take the Super B complex. And unlike other B vitamins they've taken, B complex, they would not experience, nor would I expect them to experience, like the nausea, the flushing that a lot of people get who are niacin sensitive. So that was a very unique strategy, which, you know, you won't really see that in other formulas, or at least I haven't seen that.
With so many people dealing with these issues and not getting enough B vitamins, or maybe not knowing what proper forms to take, they're not getting it coenzymated, we want to be able to offer it to our audience so they can make some modifications in their life or incorporate a high-quality, well-researched, science-backed B-complex formula in the form of Super B-complex. So you can go to our store. The easiest way is to go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. Click on the shop button. It'll take you to our store, which is drstangler.com, drstangler.com. Click or search Super B-complex. Add 3 to the cart and then put in the code buy 2, get 1. Again, we're using the numbers there. So it would be buy 2, get 1. So very easy, but we'll put this information on the radio section of americasnaturaldoctor.com. feel free to go ahead and use that and share that with your friends and family. Before we wrap up really quickly, I just want people to understand, you have a lot of people out there, Dr. Mark, that maybe are just taking a B12. They're going to the store, they're buying that, they're not taking a complex. What do you think about that? Is that a good way to go?
Not usually. I mean, unless someone maybe like a senior has a major absorption problem and they're going to use a sublingual form. I mean, again, the problem with that is these B vitamins work as a team. And so if you're just taking the B12, yeah, can it help you? Sure. But, you know, you could do so much better with methylation, as I was talking about, by getting all these other B vitamins in. Like, for example, B1, B2 play a major impact on energy production. So does B5, especially by helping with, you know, stress hormone production. And so if you're just taking a B12, yeah, you can get some benefit, but you're not really treating the underlying low levels of the B vitamins, which would help you so much more and create a better balance in your body as well, other than just loading up on one isolated nutrient.
There are shows heard all across the country, but I mean, if they are in the San Diego area, which our flagship station is, they can come and see you if they feel that they need something more than just taking this B complex. You do IV treatments, you do B12 injections, you do vitamin C intravenously. You do a lot of different things at your clinic there.
Well, yes, you know, we do extensive testing. We find out where the root problems are. Dr. Angela, my wife and I, that's, you know, what we do all day long. We're trying to work at a deeper level with nutritional medicine, help people recover from their health problems or prevent them to begin with.
Now, what are some of the signs and symptoms maybe that someone may
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, yes. Well, certainly at the top of the list would be fatigue. That would be number one for sure. Number two would be poor cognitive function, problems with memory, problems with focus, especially if you're over the age of 45. Often the B vitamins are involved in that. If you're having problems with nail and hair health, quite often you're low in the B vitamins. You're having problems with detoxification, usually low in the B vitamins. And like I said, the depression, mood issues, low B vitamins, very, very common.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mark, for giving us all this great information. Again, listeners, if you'd like to learn how you could buy two bottles of the Super B Complex and get a bottle free, you can click on the radio section of americasnaturaldoctor.com or go directly to the shop button, add three bottles of Super B Complex to your cart, and use the code buy two, get one. Again, those are the numbers, so buy two, get one. So again, we'll put that code on there. You can check it out. This will work for about 5 days. Thank you so much, Dr. Mark, for always being the voice of reason on this show and for sharing all this great content today.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly.
All right, listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.